Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Fall Film Festival season continues in November. Real Asian, which I talked about last week, is on now. And Blood in the Snow, or Bits, with new horror movies, both features and shorts, made in Canada, are showing on the big screen at Toronto's beautiful Royal Cinema starting next week. So this week I'm looking at three new movies that are showing or have shown at Toronto film festivals. There's an eight-year-old boy in Belfast at the start of the Troubles, a high school girl in Texas who learns having a secret boyfriend can lead to trouble, and a film critic in Minnesota whose 12-step self-help group turns out to be nothing but very big trouble. Vicious Fun, written and directed by Cody Callahan. It's the 1980s in Minnesota. Joel, played by Evan Marsh, is a film critic, who writes reviews for a horror movie fanzine. He's a real devotee of slasher picks and is well-versed on all the details. He lives with his apartment mate, Sarah, who he has a big crush on. So he really doesn't like her new douchey boyfriend, Bob, at all. He follows him to an isolated Chinese restaurant and bar in a cab. He says, "Follow that car," where he tries to entrap him using a hidden mic as the unfaithful boyfriend he's sure Bob is. But he ends up drunk as a skunk and passed out in the restaurant bathroom. He wakes up a few hours later to the voice of a motivational speaker coming from the next room. He wanders into a sort of a self-help group, a 12-step group, but for whom and what? So he takes his place in the circle and the confessions begin. Turns out they're not alcoholics. They're all serial killers. The worst in the world. Carrie, played by Amber Goldfarb, slices and dices men. Fritz, played by Julian Richings, enjoys paralyzing victims with a hypodermic, who he then torments dressed as a clown. Mike, a bearded giant in an iron mask, played by former Canadian pro wrestler Robert Maillet, chops up co-eds while having sex with them. Hideo, played by Sean Beck, is sushi chef slash cannibal who uses ninja-like skills to entrap his prey. Zachary is the group leader, played by David Ketchner, who looks like a used car salesman but has actually killed more than any of the others. There seems to be a sort of a killing competition going on. And then there's poor Joel, who they think is the new serial killer who didn't show up for his first meeting, so he somehow has to squirm his way out of it. But his cover's blown when, guess who arrives late? It's Bob, played by Harry Millen, the douchey sociopath dating his apartment roommate, and he met earlier that evening. So the group turns into a mad orgy of killing and violence once they discover his deception. But luckily, Carrie, for reasons all her own, decides to protect him from the other serial killers. What's her secret? Can they escape these ruthless, deranged serial killers? And can Joel warn Sarah in time to protect her from the evil boyfriend, Bob? Vicious Fun is a comedy horror movie about a horror enthusiast who discovered it's not as much fun in real life. It's full of lots of excessive blood and gore, as expected, but also a heavy dose of retro 80s camp, from mustachioed cops to vintage drive-ins, payphones, and CD bars. The characters are all played to the max with the appropriate excess a group of weird serial killers demands. With Marsh as the fish out of our film clique and Goldfarb as the killer with a heart of gold, as well as Millen as the arrogant evil incarnate, are all especially good. Vicious Fun, well, like the title suggests, is a very entertaining, low-budget, over-the-top movie with a clever premise that carries it through to the very end. It's funny, it's bloody, and it's bloody funny. I like this one a lot. In Between Girl, written and directed by Mei Makino. Angie Chen, played by Emma Galbraith, is a high school girl at St. Mike's, a posh private school in Texas. It's also very white. But as a mixed-race kid, white mom, Chinese dad, she feels both self-conscious and ignored. So she's really surprised that Liam, played by William Magnuson, the most popular guy in the school, says he likes her. He drives her home every day and later climbs through her window to spend time with her. Eventually, they hang out, make out, have sex, and share their innermost thoughts in addition to an occasional joint. So what's the problem? Well, he's dating Cheryl, played by Emily Garrett, an equally popular girl who has millions of followers on Instagram. She's an influencer. So Liam keeps their relationship a secret. Cheryl's too fragile, he says. Not a battleship like you. If she finds out, it could kill her. I'm a battleship, thinks Angie. So she goes along with the game, but she doesn't quite get it. Meanwhile, there's trouble at home. She's disconnected from her recently divorced parents. Mom's always busy with work, and dad has a new family, including a daughter who speaks Chinese. Angie doesn't speak a word. What's the point of it all? But then she's assigned a school project with Cheryl, Liam's girlfriend, and she gets to know her as a friend. Angie realizes it can't go on like this. She's in love with Liam. How can they keep this a secret? Will Liam choose her over Cheryl? Does Angie even want him anymore? And what will Cheryl do if she finds out the truth? In Between Girl is a delightful and quirky coming-of-age story. Though the plot seems run-of-the-mill, it's actually told through Angie's art. She loves drawing comics and taking analog photos, her video monologues, and with the normal acted-out story. Altogether, it gives a much richer feeling. It covers family relationships, first love, and deceit, along with questions of cultural identity that she has no control over. It has lots of picturesque settings in and around Austin and Galveston, giving it a new view of modern cosmopolitan Texas you don't always see. I like this movie. Open up your eyes, then you realize, here I stand with my Belfast, written and directed by Kenneth Branagh. It's Belfast in the late 1960s. Buddy, played by Jude Hill, is a little boy who lives with his brother Will. His ma, played by Catriona Balfe, and his grandparents, Granny and Pop, played by Judy Dench and Kieran Hines. His pa, played by Jamie Dornan, is off in England somewhere earning a living as a joiner. He only comes home every couple of weeks. Buddy misses him, but he still spends most of his time studying at the Grove Park Elementary School. While the classrooms never change, the seating arrangements there do, where kids with the top marks move to the front of the class each week. That's his main motivation to study, so he can be bumped up beside the girl he wants to meet. But things take a turn for the worse. Barricades appear on the street corners patrolled by the military, while paramilitary thugs throw rocks through windows, parade with torches, and they're just trying to get the Catholics to move out of their mainly Protestant street. Buddy's family's Protestant, but he can't tell the difference among his friends and neighbors. And as violence and intimidation increases, so does the push to join Pa in England till the troubles are over. There's also money troubles, taxes, Pa's illness, and the friction between Ma and Pa, all of which threaten the family. Will they stick by their beloved Belfast till the bitter end and the little street they lived on for so long? Or will they be forced to move to England till the troubles go away? Belfast is a touching look at life in that city during the Troubles, as seen through the eyes of a small boy. Well-known actor-director Kenneth Branagh grew up there, and presumably this is based on his own memories. As such, there's a misty-eyed sentimentality to much of the film, as would any adult thinking back to his childhood. It's beautifully shot in black and white, and the acting is generally good, though the characters seem straight out of central casting. No big creative leaps here. The best parts are the unusual and realistic childhood memories that are totally separate from the troubles, but simultaneous. Things like kid gangs and shoplifting happening simultaneously with the looting, intimidation, and riots. But there's also a disjointed feel to the film itself. Van Morrison's music is great, but it doesn't fit the mood of the movie. And there's a strange music video inserted right in the middle for no apparent reason other than perhaps providing footage for a trailer. Gimmicks like having people filmed in black and white watching a movie in color are just embarrassing. They don't work. Even so, there are enough surprising plot turns and beautiful images that do linger long after the movie ends. While flawed, Belfast is still a touching, bittersweet look at one boy's childhood in an historical moment. Vicious Fun is the opening film at BITS, the Blood and the Snow Film Festival. In Between Girl is now screening at Real Asian Film Festival, and Belfast, which won the People's Choice Award at TIFF this year, opens this weekend in Toronto at the TIFF Bell Lightbox. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.